This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov, just a quick update from the Olympics. Unfortunately, a very disappointing day for Israeli athletes yesterday at the Olympic Games. We were all very hopeful that Anastasia Gorbenko would perform well in the 400 meters individual medley. She is the current reigning European champion and also a silver medalist at the World Championships recently. But unfortunately, it was not a good race for her. She didn't manage to get out of the heats, even though she came sixth in her heat. It wasn't enough for her to qualify for the final. So great disappointment. We do have the 200 meter individual medley to look forward to, where she will hopefully perform better. She's also the current reigning European champion at the 200 meter distance, so we are hopeful that that might be a little better. Also, two of the participants in the judo yesterday were defeated in their fights before they managed to get through to the medal rounds. We still have Anat Lelior, who is the surfer, competing in Tahiti, which is where the surfing competition is taking place. Her round of 16 was postponed due to a storm, so we are still waiting to see the results of the round of 16, and she may well qualify for the quarterfinals with some luck. The triathlon event, the men's triathlon, was due to have taken place today, but was postponed due to problems with the water quality in the Seine, which is where the swimming event, so that apparently will be take place tomorrow. There is also some judo today. There feels a little bit of a hangover over the Israeli team, and it's unsurprising because some of those Israeli athletes who were due to have participated in the Olympic Games were killed on October the 7th. Quite a number of names were athletes who were hoping to qualify for the Olympic Games who weren't given that opportunity to do so. Many of our team who are in Paris at the moment have also served in reserve duty over the past few months, and so their training has been somewhat interrupted. But there is no doubt that all of our athletes, all of them without exception, are feeling the weight of what's happened in Israel over the past year or so, and are feeling the impact of friends that have been lost, fellow athletes that have been lost during the massacre on October the 7th and the war which has subsequently taken place. So it's unsurprising that people are a little distracted, that they're not necessarily in their best psychological state. And I find that very, very easy to understand. And in spite of that, going out and doing the best that they can under the circumstances, we're still hopeful that there may still be some outstanding performances over the coming days.
Let's talk about some of the difficult conversations. And I do want to start with that. Protesters have broken into a military base to object to charges laid against reserve soldiers for abusing Palestinian prisoners. Just the most awful, awful story.
A very, very, very troubling story from a number of perspectives. So let's go with the way that the story has unfolded. A number of Palestinian prisoners, many of them so-called Nakba terrorists, people who had participated in the massacres on October the 7th, and indeed, according to one newspaper that I've read, a Hamas commander are being held in Israeli prisons right now, having been arrested during the roundup that took place in the days that followed October the 7th. And so these are individuals who are roundly despised in Israel due to their participation in the October the 7th massacre and the war that has subsequently ensued. Those prisoners are being held in military facilities, and many of them are being guarded by reserve soldiers, soldiers who have been recalled up from their jobs, from their families, in order to come and to guard over these prisoners who have been arrested, and have been arrested for the purposes of not only of dishing out punishment for the crimes that they've committed, but indeed also been arrested in order to try to gather some intelligence from them, which of course is very valuable to us. Now, the story is not a uniform story. It depends on who you speak to as to exactly how things unfolded a few weeks ago in the state Tayman military facility where these prisoners are being held. Some stories suggest that the prisoners became belligerent and they started to attack the guards who were holding them. Other stories say that that was not the case. They were simply went through some sort of an ordinary inspection process. But what transpires from, doesn't matter which version of the story you choose to believe, what transpires is that these prisoners were quite severely physically assaulted by the guards who were holding them, the reserve soldiers that I mentioned previously. And the military military police authorities have decided to arrest 8 reserve soldiers on charges of illegally assaulting prisoners who are being held under their guardianship. That is where things stand right now. 8 reserve soldiers are under military court-martial for the assault that they've carried out on these Palestinian prisoners. And they've been held initially at State Tayman, and they were subsequently taken to the Beit Lid, a military facility, which is where the court-martial is actually taking place. And what's happened is that families and friends and supporters of these reserve soldiers have come along both to State Tayman and to Beit Lid, and they've physically broken into this military base, which is off limits to civilians. They've physically broken into the military base in order to protest their objection against the charges and the accusations and the military process, the court-martial process that is being conducted against these 8 reserve soldiers. There seems to be little doubt about the assault that took place on the Palestinian prisoners, but the issue is that many of the supporters and the protesters have broken into the military base have said these are Nakba terrorists. They don't get lower than that in terms of pecking order, in terms of humanity in Israel. And therefore, they have committed the most heinous of crimes, and there is nothing that we could do to them that would be enough in order to revenge the crimes that they've committed, and that it is wholly unfair and unreasonable to court-martial 8 reservists who've given up their lives in order to come and participate in this process, in order to hold these terrorists, in order to allow us to interrogate them and ultimately to discipline them according to the law. And these 8 reserve soldiers should not be held responsible and should not be held up in this court-martial process. So there are a lot of talking points in this issue, and I'd like to just address one or two of them, and I'm sure the listeners will jump in with their views as well. I think the first and the most important thing is that it's not up to the guards to decide who they are allowed to assault and who they are not allowed to assault. It's not for them to decide that. These may be Nakba prisoners, and there is a process that will be played out with those who are in authority to play this out. But individual guards who are holding them in some sort of a captivity in order to allow them to go through the legal process, they are not, they don't have a free hand to treat prisoners according to the way that they see fit. There are laws in our country. We have a democracy and we have laws, and there are laws that also govern the way in which we hold prisoners. There is no doubt that many of the prisoners have been interrogated by the Shabak and by others, and many of them have been assaulted through the process of their interrogation. There is little doubt that all of that has been going on, and there is a law which governs that aspect of interrogation as well. But the issue is that guards who are simply there to be guarding over those prisoners don't have the right under the law to assault prisoners. Now, whether they started or whether the prisoners first attacked them and they responded in self-defense will play out in the court-martial. The court-martial will hear, the military court will hear exactly what happened, and the judges who are appointed over this case will need to make their decisions as to who started and what might be justified and what might not be justified. But there is another aspect to this particular story, and that is civilians breaking into a military facility in order to protest their objections. So that clearly is not okay, and especially when we have members of Knesset who are part of the crowd who have come along to break into this military facility, that's even more bizarre than just simply members of the ordinary public. So here we can't afford to allow civilians simply to break in illegally to military facilities. Some stories have suggested that the IDF has had to redirect soldiers from Gaza to come and protect Beit Lid military base against civilians who are trying to break in. I'm not sure how true or untrue that is. And the IDF has certainly denied the fact that they've had to redirect soldiers from Gaza in order to protect the military base. But clearly, especially in a war, but not only during a war, at any time, there should be no tolerance of civilians trying to break into a military base, especially if they are members of Knesset, members of our parliament, who are supposedly setting an example to the rest of the general public. So that's where things stand at the moment. Unfortunately, Chief of General Staff Herzi Halevi had to turn up yesterday at Beit Lid military base in order to address this issue himself, when we have a situation on our northern border, some work going on to respond to the Hezbollah massacre on Saturday. We have our soldiers in Gaza who continue to do incredible work and eliminate terrorists and eliminate infrastructure. And even though we don't have a lot of time to talk much about the work that they're doing, there's been massive amounts of activity going on in Gaza over the past few days. And our Chief of General Staff is dealing with members of Knesset and other members of the public who are trying to break into a military base. I think that that's not okay.
What is likely to happen to the members of Knesset? Because that is very, very problematic. It's almost, it borders on, I wouldn't say a coup, but it certainly does. It is quite dangerous to have members of Knesset inciting a riot at a military facility.
Yeah, I mean, the word coup has certainly been used.
I know, but I think it's quite dramatic. It's a little dangerous.
I think it is a little dramatic. I mean, look, there's no doubt that these people are not representing their position in parliament. They're individuals who represent themselves and individuals rather than trying to bring their parliamentary status to this situation. I'm sure in the end that this will somehow be taken care of. The individuals who broke into the military base are simply protesting against the court-martial protests. I don't think they have any intention to damage the military base or to damage the IDF or to create any sort of weakness within the IDF. But clearly, there are laws and there are rules, and those need to be adhered to. And this is not an acceptable outcome. So I hope that things will sort of calm down today, that the court-martial process, I mean, there is something which says that it might be a good thing to allow the court-martial process to go ahead in order to allow these individuals to have their say and to allow their legal teams to present their case. And hopefully everything will come out in the opening, and that whatever was done which would have been justified will be vindicated, and whatever was not justified will be punished accordingly. But clearly we can't have just a simple anarchist sort of situation where people think that they're allowed to do whatever they want to do simply because they are confronted with individuals who are less than human in our eyes, our collective eyes, that is perhaps the case, but there is a law that we have to adhere to.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. There were other things to talk about. We'll have to pick those up tomorrow. But I do want to hear your thoughts on 061-895-1019. It is a very complex issue, but I would love to hear how you are processing it. Good morning, Howard. This is from Alina Maharaj. She says, please can you convey my condolences to Anthony for the heart-wrenching brutality of those children. Absolutely, absolutely horrendous. And thank you, Alina Maharaj. I have passed that on to him. It is 8 o'clock. Good morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
Hi, it's Barry Cohen from the Blue Agency. Israel is currently facing one of its biggest challenges ever. All of Klal Yisrael is praying for the safety of our soldiers and the return of the hostages. We hope and pray that our soldiers and security forces will prevail and that they will all return home speedily and triumphant. We hold the hands of our clients and friends who have children serving in Tzahal, who are protecting Israel and Jews around the world. May Hashem protect us all.